I'll read a poem, We Kept Missing Each Other. A lot of people don't remember Porfirio Rubirosa. He was one of those Cafe Society characters that they used to call the Latin lovers. Anybody who has any memories from the 40s or 50s would remember this dude. We kept missing each other. Those nights I anchored the far end of the bar at the Black Mariah, spilling drinks and feeding the jukebox with lugubrious quarters. You'd be halfway up Mount Analog, hooded in that weird white caftan of yours, sitting in the lotus, mumbling your incomprehensible mantra, inhaling moonlight up the business end of your kundalini. But when I tried to join you, belaying up a rubble-choked crevasse, my knuckles bleeding, one knee out of whack, I found the hut empty, your devotional candle still a smolder. Years later, I heard you had something going on Wall Street. We're getting pretty good at puts and takes. Myself, I was always shy around girls. You had, if anything, too many of them. A thirst for loving shook him like a snake, they quoted. Porfirio Rubirosa just didn't measure up, they said. The word Fred Astaire was mentioned. We kept missing each other. I was living on a commune in Venezuela, shrimping off a houseboat, drift fishing for sharks. You were cultivating the perfect lawn. Your garage was in perfect order. The wax job on your Buick was dazzling. I paid off my debts, got a job writing for the Wall Street Journal. My rental properties were just starting to pay off. That's when I found you working as a shade tree mechanic outside Yuma, Arizona. Brought you a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon while you rebuilt a Volkswagen engine on a riverbank under cottonwoods. I felt most at ease in a hotel, liked putting my belongings into impersonal drawers. You were spending most of your time at home by this point, smoking your pipe by the fire, looking Victorian, a pater familias surrounded by the next generation. And just to think that Richard was your name, too.